Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to 100%, the 100% Healthy, Wealthy, In Love With Your Life show. This is Julie Renee, and I am your host for today. And today we are going to be talking about five pivotal steps that you can take to go from suffering to joy. And it'll be an interesting show. By the way, if you'd like to know a little bit more about me and 100% Healthy and the programs and community, I encourage you to visit our website, julierenee.com. That's JulieRenee.com. And then also, would you please look me up on Facebook, FriendMe, Pinterest, Twitter. You'll find me everywhere. But we're doing a big, fun list-building project. So just learning about Pinterest, you'll find me at Julie Renee Doering. Twitter is Reverend, R-E-V, Julie Renee, R-E-V, J-U-L-I-E-R-E-N-E-E. And Facebook is Julie Renee Doering. There's two pages. There's the professional page and the personal fan page, which still has room for a few more fans. So we haven't gotten to that 5,000 mark yet. All righty. Let's get into the show, and let me tell you that I am sitting here in my room looking out the window at the beautiful beach and palm trees and the water and the mountain there in front of me. I'm down in Nuevo Vallarta, and I'm spending a couple weeks down here working on a book and catching some rays, and literally it's been raining a lot, which has been super fun. You wouldn't think so, but it has, because it's just like a warm rain. So people are standing around in their swimsuits and jumping in the water and laughing and swimming in the ocean with the rain coming down. So hopefully no big lightning strikes here. but it's been really, really a blast. Went to a Mexican fiesta a couple nights ago, and they had the mariachi bands, which I love. They had the rope twirlers. And I'm not saying that right, but cowboys who, you know, whirl their ropes. I don't know what it's called. Sorry about that. There was a little boy that was just so engaging who was doing the rope, the cowboy rope thing. And then we had the traditional Mexican dancers. And that's one of my very favorite things to do down here is go to the cultural events and really be part of the history of the country that I'm visiting. I hope next week to drag my dear friend Mark, who's coming down. I hope to drag him out to the outdoor adventure where we're going to be doing some rappelling down a waterfall, riding mules up a mountain, taking these old terrain vehicles, the Mercedes-Benz terrain vehicles, up the mountain, and taking a water taxi for an hour across the bay to let's see, where is that? Las Calientes, where they filmed the movie Night of the Iguana. Actually, that'll be in the evening when we go to Rhythms of the Night and see world-class dancers and have a beautiful buffet outside. And by the way, I hope that you're getting the good example. And I'm wondering what kind of vacations you're doing this summer. It can't just be all about seeing family, although I know it's super fun to see family. There's something about having an adventure that really fuels your emotional tank and brings you back to that state of wonder, the state of awe, the state of celebration and joy. It's just like that doesn't happen with family because maybe some old programs are running yet, and even though you're in the clear, you still are around people who, you know, they're not quite on your wavelength, whatever. And so you celebrate with them, but you also make sure that you have some time for really authentic adventuring. And whether you do that with a dear friend, or you do that independently, or you do that with children and your husband, you know, or your wife, or however you create that, your sweetheart, I want you to be thinking about a vacation that's really your vacation, the one that you really love to do. I know that on my schedule, I am looking at an Egyptian vacation towards the end of the year. I'd love to go see the pyramids. I haven't done that yet and have traveled in many countries in the world, so I'd love to get that one checked off my bucket list. And so maybe one of the things that you can write down right now is start making a list of maybe 50 to 100 places that you would like to go to. And I know it's going to seem impossible because maybe you only know of two or three. Wow, I was just blown away this morning. Like I said, I'm learning Pinterest, and you would not believe some of the boards. And what that means is there's like scrapbooks, and people, there's one lady who had like 50 different incredible images from all over the world, and she had made a declaration that she was going to go to all these exotic, amazing places. And really, no kidding, they looked like they were from Hobbit land and, you know, from where the elves lived, you know, in the Lord of the Rings. I mean, they were like fantasy land that is right here on planet Earth. And so if you're a little stuck or you're just looking at travel guides, I suggest you go to Pinterest and find somebody with a really exciting travel board and take a look. I mean, it's really like it just opened my mind to a whole lot of adventure that I haven't done yet, but I'd love to get in. So when we talk about pain, and by the way, you'll find an excellent article on pain. It's probably 30 blogs back. It's probably from mid-year last year. On julierenee.com, and it really is an amazing article on the different aspects of pain. Actually, I'm going to look it up while I'm talking to you, so maybe I can just point to you the heading of the page. And it's also that same article if you're following on PR log, so just put that in the header and then put Julie Renee Doering, and then I think 10 things doctors don't know about pain. I think that's what the title of the article is. I haven't looked at it for a few weeks. So it's a very, very complete, comprehensive article on why pain stays around and how to let it go and some of the mindsets, perception-wise, that you would need to really say hello and let go. So that's one section. And so we're going to start with the idea of a painful life being something in perception. And the human blueprint, just to remind you again, perception, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. And so before there was even spirit, before there was matter, there was perception. And so our mindset and our emotions, when we're in a body, our mindset and emotions make up our perception. Now, when perception goes wrong, I want you to be thinking about things that could possibly interfere with perception. And one of the things that interferes with perception is a group mind hypnosis. And what that would look like is we have it in the trainings, we have memes, miasms. So memes being group mind, miasms being group mind virus. And then we have curses and black magic. And curses are things that other people, like thought forms that actually take root in your energy field. And black magic can be you creating it. It can be someone else. So if you're telling yourself something over and over again that isn't particularly good for you, this is a possibility. This is a real possibility that you're actually creating a black magic around yourself. Okay. And then really gone wrong, and it's not really your perception, but it's in your field, is when you have interference with spirits, demons, evil spirits, demons, and entities. And we aren't really going to cover that in this show, but I don't really want to ignore it. For some of you who are suffering, I want to acknowledge that pain can be generated from something outside you that is not just a thought form, but has some, you know, some level of consciousness. Interesting. Okay. And then we're going to go on to the next level of the human blueprint. So it's perception and its essence, which is spirit, soul, life force. And then it's matter, which is the physical body, and then it's energy, for example, like the chakras and the aura and things like that. So when we go into the next level, I'm not going to say that this is a cause for pain and suffering so much, but it will be a cause for, like, fatigue or, you know, really not feeling as joyous as you'd like to. So I'm looking at some things. Funny, because I was just reading a marketing book by Mike Koenig. I'm saying his name wrong, but the internet guru who is just so famous for, like, Traffic Geyser and Author Expert Machine, something like that. I mean, he's an amazing guy. And he, in his book, writes something about soul stealers. And I don't know if he's really conscious of what he's writing, but he is a spiritual dude, so he might be kind of conscious of it. And sometimes when you see in a movie, you see, oh, somebody's made a deal with the devil and they've sold their soul. And so I want to clarify what can happen. It's not like a given that it's going to happen to you. We have spirit, soul, and life force. And those are all part of essence, human essence. So spirit is that unlimited light, that part of you that's ageless and timeless, the part of you that stays with you and continues to be with you in and out of body. That's spirit. Soul is the protective encasement around the spirit. And soul will often go up and down with life force. And then life force itself is the actual, it's kind of like you've plugged yourself in and you've got good circuitry running into your body. Now, this is really interesting because there's all these electric storms and the electricity is on and off and on and off in this beautiful resort. But I discovered that the kitchen electronics are not in good shape, but the one plug that's away from everything and nothing ever gets plugged into is functioning perfectly. So I'm sitting kind of in a weird spot in the unit because it's charging everything up. That's funny. But if you're not fully charged, you can't run. So I'm looking at my computer. It's sitting on a bar stool, and I'm sitting on a dining room chair, and I'm kind of perched in this really weird place. I can see the palm trees, which is good. But I, you know, if you know that your computer is going to die out while your radio show is going on, if you can't get a good connection, then you're going to sit in an odd place to get the good connection, right? Which I do. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about the things that the body experiences when essence is not in good shape. So, first of all, the body won't notice if a tiny part of your spirit is missing, but if you've really undergone some very bad psychic attack, then more than a little chunk of your spirit can be missing. And so there's a process that we can do in an elite VIP one day where we can bring all of the pieces, we can identify where they are, and we can bring them all back. And yeah, in ancient Gnosticism, there's part of a prayer, part of the communion service that says, I have gathered all my limbs, which were scattered throughout the universe, something like that. And in actuality, that can happen. Like, you can have pieces of you chunked off. And to make yourself right, you would want to bring all the pieces of your spirit and your light back. Now, what I notice is that when people have all their light, they feel very bright. They are less prone to that flat effect or to depression. And so you really want to be 100% of your light present. Now, the next thing that I've noticed is that it can happen that soul, which is the protective barrier that encases spirit when it's in a body and protects the light. And again, in Gnosticism, it's such a beautiful metaphor where the mother god is a father god and a mother god. Sophia sees her children losing their light going out. And so Sophia becomes the soul. She, which is so beautiful, she can't bear to see her children losing light. So she becomes the encasement around the light and the protector of the light. And so as we come into bodies, we, our soul automatically springs up around our spirit. And that is a mechanism from spirit, but we don't actually, when we leave the body, we have a like about 15% of that soul continues with us. It just is a much thinner layer, a very much thinner layer, because we're not in matter. So it continues, but a very small portion continues. And I have seen psychic attack push the protective barrier of the light way down, and so people can feel really discombobulated, or worse, they can actually really be even schizophrenic or voices and things like that. That's when there's really someone messing around with spirit soul, and soul is what we're talking about now, where it can be really forced down. So you just don't have the protection around the spirit, which is very kind of dangerous in a way, you know, because it leaves your spirit and you wide open. And then finally, there's a life force, and that probably is most easily accessed by black magic and curses, people, evil spirits. But, you know, people in bodies that are really kind of creepy people, they can be considered evil spirits too. And they have access to pushing down your life force. Now, what I notice on all of these is that typically there has to be some kind of a curse in place for you, or a miasm. A curse and a miasm seem to be the two triggers that would allow it to happen to begin with, because you're really not meant to be vulnerable to these attacks. So there'll be like some kind of a thought form that allows the permeability of the spirit soul life force. So by restoring life force, by restoring the outer soul, and by restoring the brightness, the light of the spirit, actually the pieces of the spirit, and sometimes even the pieces of the soul need to be retrieved, that can actually really juice the body up. A person can feel much happier, much more hopeful, much more connected. So really worth exploring. And then from that essence, so we've talked a little bit about perception, and we've talked a little bit about essence, and we should take just a quick break here, and then we'll be going into the other two areas, which are matter, and I've got a couple topics in matter that I'm going to talk to you about, and then we'll be talking about the energy bodies. And so this is about midway through the show. We normally have little fun little commercials, but unfortunately our commercials are super loud, and so you're just going to hear me talk right through here. And remind you that you can be beautiful from the inside out. And this is so dear to me, this program. It's a wonderful program. You can find it on miraculouslivingbeauty.com. And why don't you all go there right now, miraculouslivingbeauty.com. There's a wonderful 5-part video series on living a beautiful life. And one of the videos is so amazing. It's a 10-minute video on really how to balance your life out so that, and I know balance is kind of an older word. People are like, oh, I don't know if I want balance. I want happiness. And what I found is I coached a lot of women, 26 to 42, going through difficulties, many, many, many women. And I developed this life and balance program for them. And I promise you, that balance program works 100% of the time. So one of those videos explains that. By the way, on the julierenee.com site, you'll find the Life and Balance book that you can buy as an online downloadable book. Okay, the Miraculous Living Beauty. Oh, well, we can tell you. So the beauty program is actually, it's 15 meditations. Comes with 3 calendars. And you get to really meditate yourself younger, 10 to 15 years younger in 60 days. It's 6 2 months of meditating half an hour a day, and you're going to look 10 to 15 years younger. So you want to check that out on miraculouslivingbeauty.com. Okay, we're back. So welcome back, everyone. Okay, so we're going into the physical body next. And I'm thinking about one of the things that people really suffer from in the DNA program. And, you know, it's just kind of shocking. I was working with a dear, wonderful client of mine this last week. And she's a very successful woman. She's going through kind of a low point in her career, but she has been incredibly successful and really distinguished herself as a leader among leaders. And really is a good corporate trainer and really just, you know, awe-inspiring. And she's been really having a nosedive for about a year. Her father passed away. And I but never, ever having permission as we dug down to have fun. So in her DNA and in her actual cellular programming, this dear woman was unable to actually have permission to have fun. As a matter of fact, she said that she felt that it was a waste of time, that she wasn't accomplishing anything of value. So if she went to, like, look at the ocean or something, she'd look at the sunset and she'd say to herself, oh, this is supposed to be fun. Why aren't I enjoying it? And she'd stare at the sun going, I'm supposed to be enjoying this. And literally there was no availability to enjoy the miracle of the sunset. When I was saying, oh, I'd love for you to come into the, you know, forest, we can ride mules and we can zip line and we can rappel. And she was like, that sounds horrifying. I would never want to do that. And I said, well, we could go swimming in the ocean. And she was a little bit about striving. She likes to swim for her exercise, but actually swimming for fun was a new concept too. So, you know, if you have these DNA patterns and programs, you're probably wondering, am I stuck with them? Is that like the rest of my life? And no, it isn't. During the one days, the elite one day trainings right now, the healing or sorry, health activation, we will be going back to having weekends again, but we're taking a break from weekends. You get to do really private for you. It's really like, let's clear the DNA. There's a process that I've developed called the DNA obliteration process. And this process, actually, you feel the shifts as they're happening. It's not like some mysterious thing. You actually feel different. A lot of times when we clear a big one, people will just feel like their heart open. It's like a flower dispersed open. They breathe better. They look different when you clear the DNA. So the DNA obliteration process is amazing. There's an introduction to clearing DNA if you're curious, and it is in the meditation section of the julierenee.com page, DNA and stem cell regeneration, and that's a little introduction to that process. So if you're curious and you want to take a deeper look at that before you do sessions, go ahead and try that one out, julierenee.com, DNA and stem cell regeneration. Okay, so clearing DNA. And then we go into another issue in the pain body. And, you know, there's so many in the physical body where people suffer from something in the physical body. With the lungs, oftentimes when people really suffer with lungs, they don't have permission to take up space. They don't have permission to be themselves. And so one of the affirmations we do is, I love myself. So just right now, why don't you just sit down, put the distractions away for a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose and out the mouth. And I want you to just really feel your feet on the ground. And just for this minute, I'm not going to keep you here, but just feel your body. Let yourself feel your body. And then tell your body, you can do this out loud because there's nobody around. Go ahead and say it out loud. I love myself. I trust myself. I express my unique self. And then just take a look at what you're now creating, where tightness was in the body. This is an amazing way to start the day. Close your eyes, take a couple cleansing breaths in and out, keep your eyes closed, and speak to your body, your spirit, your essence. I love myself. I trust myself. I can express my unique self. And take a couple cleansing breaths. I just wanted you to be in touch with you and to just slow down just a little bit, because a lot of times chronic illness is us not having room for ourselves. Somehow we lose a connection with ourselves, or we let other people own parts of us, and we become filled with pain and we're suffering, and really life gets more and more difficult. And in that case, the best thing to do is slow it down. Notice what's you and what's not you. And when you notice what's not you, you say, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. That's not me. And you do it for 5 minutes. You say, that's not me. You have a headache. That's not me. You have a pain in your knee. That's not me. That's not me. And that will really begin the process of separating you as this healthy, vibrant, 100% whole being of light, of love, of matter, of energy, and everything that is not you. And pain is not you. I want you to know that at your deepest essence, you are not pain. There is no pain in you, in your 100% experience. Pain, and I know it's very real, I know you really feel it, but pain represents the separation of self from yourself. So you're separated from yourself, you're separated from your God nature, you're separated from that 100% perfection. Well, where has the half an hour gone? We never even got to the energy body. Well, we'll be back next week. I'd like to remind you to visit us on Facebook. And if you go to the professional page, julierenee.com/pages, a lot of numbers, there's two free gifts for you. Actually, there's a drawing on that page, and Miraculous Living on Facebook has the two free gifts. So julierenee.com is the website. And I just look forward to hearing from you. If you have a topic that you would like me to cover, please shoot me an email. Go to julierenee.com and just go into the contact form. And if you have a question, I am writing a book, so send me the questions because I'll add it to the book. All right. I love you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And remember that your miracle starts from inside you. It's your choice. And you can start this minute. You can be 100% healthy, happy, wealthy, and in love with your life. Bye-bye for now.